old-fashioned emergency hotline.
Help! I hate everything I own. It's all so dated, and I have over 10,000 followers waiting to see my summer style.
Where are you calling from?
In my closet.
Deep breaths. You need to go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yeah, but hurry. Today is the last day to get all tees, tanks, shorts, and swim for 50% off.
50% off?
Yeah, plus today, women and girls' tanks are just $2. So you can stock up on the hottest summer looks, kick back, relax, and watch your new followers roll in.
Oh, thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid by 23 to 530. Select styles. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Welcome back to Unity America Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. This is Dino. You're live. We're out of Port Charlotte, Florida. And thanks again for surfing on in and stuff. All right. That's what's up, man. I had a little intro there. That was The Rock, actually. His little new app there. He's got an app. It's cool as hell, man. If you want to check it out, go and look for like an alarm clock application. Check out the one that The Rock has out. It's really super cool. I was checking out all the sound bites on there and everything and all kinds of cool stuff. You will really like the snooze feature. It's like the best alarm snooze feature ever. You'll love it. Anyway, on to the next. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. And I'd like to go ahead and just say that what is Memorial Day really about? It's about our men and women who served our country, the people who stood up for our rights, raised their right hand, went into battle, paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms, because they believe that everyone here in this country should have the just as much freedom as we can, just as much freedom as there is out there, basically. But it's to protect our rights, our liberties, our freedoms, those men and women who died, put their lives on the line for us to be here today. And that's what they believed when they went into war, went into battle, stood up for our Constitution, our rights, our freedoms, the whole nine. You get the picture. Okay, basically, thank you to the families of those who have fallen. We honor our veterans and our men and women who took part in serving our country and defending our freedom on this day. And this is May 30th, 2016. That's pretty much what Memorial Day really is about. So, you know, everyone had a barbecue and everything, and it's good, though. You know, I'm sure all of these guys and girls that men and women that stood up for our rights, that did actually pay the ultimate sacrifice, lost their lives, the POWs that didn't come home, even them too. Let's not forget them. Never forgotten. I'm sure they do want us to be with our families on this day and have a barbecue and have some good times. But just let's remember that we're here to remember them. And that's why we're here today, to remember them. So I'm dedicating this broadcast, obviously, to our fallen, our real heroes, the ones who didn't make it back, the ones who gave all, the ones who willingly put their life on the line for us to have what we have today and be here. Thank God for them. Thank God for our brothers and sisters who did that. And I wish everyone just can share a moment of silence for the next few seconds and thank them in your heart. Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. Okay. With that said, I'm going to play a quick song here in a second. I just want to go over a few things. We got some stories for you guys, and we'll go over them. Some cool stuff. I'll go ahead and mention a few of our men and women who did actually put their lives on the line for us over the recently and, you know, back in other wars, too, and other conflicts. So I'm going to go ahead and play a quick song. We got some cool stuff. We've been remodeling here at the compound and everything. Things have been going all right. We haven't been broadcasting a while, but that's okay. I've been working and doing my thing. And, hey, I got to pay the bills, guys. So, you know, I would broadcast every day, and I do plan on doing that, you know, at least every weekday. I do plan on broadcasting every weekday, at least for an hour. I'm moving this in the morning. I don't think I'm going to do this in the evening. I'm moving this into the morning or early evening. It might be early evening, but it's probably most likely going to be early in the morning. So I'll probably do this broadcast like 5 in the morning. See, that's the only thing, though, is the early bird brief. I get a lot of stories from them. And they don't post their stuff up until like 7 o'clock. Like it used to be like at 4 or 5 in the morning. Now all of a sudden it's not till 7 in the morning and I'm not getting their emails or nothing. And I'm like, okay. And I even go to their website. They haven't, so you guys have been slacking over there. The early bird brief, military times, you're slacking. You need to pick up the slack. I don't know where you get off at this 7 o'clock in the morning stuff on the Eastern time to post stuff. You should be posting that stuff at 4 in the morning. 5 in the morning at the latest. I'll even give you till 6. But seriously, like, I mean, what's up with that? Military times, and you're posting not until 7 in the morning? Like, what's going on there? Okay, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not going to say it. Anyway, there's a couple things we'll go over. How society can better serve vets with PTSD. And that was Sebastian Junger. He was on The Morning Joe, and he has a book called, a new book called Tribe. And it looks at PTSD for returning U.S. troops. And it's probably not what you think. I was very interested in what he had to say about that. So we'll go over that. And we'll mention a couple of our vets that have gave the ultimate sacrifice as well. We'll go over a couple more stories, a couple cool things. Again, I just want to go ahead and tell everybody, honor Memorial Day by thinking of and respecting all of the great men and women that gave their lives for us and our country. We love them. That was actually a message from Donald Trump. So thank you, Mr. Trump. It's good to see the 24th MU participating in the Freedom Run during Fleet Week in New York City. They're out there rocking and rolling, singing some cadences, getting some. And I don't know what else. We got some cool stuff coming up. Anyway, I'm going to play a song. I will be right back. So stay tuned. And we'll play a little something for our men and women who served our country. And let me put some pants on and stuff. I just got out of the shower. Haha. So there you go. Anyway, this is a song by Mark River. It's called I Believe. I like to think of those men and women who are maybe they're sitting there in the next life or the spiritual realm or whatever it is. You want to call them angels, something like that. Whatever your belief is, anyway, I think you get the point. Here's a song called I Believe by Mark River, and this is in honor of our fallen, and I hope that they're watching over us and they see that we're all making do on our part to keep our country and our communities and our families and our loved ones together for the right reasons, for the better good, so, you know, for goodness sake. So here it is, Mark River, I Believe. We'll be right back, UnityAmericaRadio.com.
Grandma, Grandpa, and my mother, God only knows the tears I've cried. When I feel sad and lonely, I come to find your only comfort is knowing they're by my side.
AmericaRadio.com. I'll be broadcasting to you guys live throughout the week, Monday through Friday, so check us out, tune in to see what's going on. I'm an American, and we're all Americans.
I'm an American, and he's an American.
Baby, we're all Americans too. I used to play that for Liz Mason for Mason Racing. She's up in Vermont there. She's like the involved with the NRA women's chapter thing up there. I don't know whatever she does now, but she used to work at Mason Racing and she used to be on our show as well. She used to send me all kinds of cool stuff. But we had the Mason Racing update from Liz Mason with Mason Racing. But she's I don't know. I guess she's around still. She's in the Marine Corps and stuff, so she's a Marine. And I think she's single, so she's kind of hot. If you guys want to go ahead and check her out, she's actually really hot. And she can shoot. So you might want to be careful. All right, what else here? I wanted to get to this right here. This is something I wanted to go ahead and find out. I found this on somebody's page, and I wanted to go over this. So this is a little, this is actually off of MSNBC, and I'm going to pull a little audio clip up here and stuff. Hey, not yet. But anyway, yeah, they always want to get you an advertisement. But anyway, it's about this guy, how society can better serve veterans with PTSD, post-traumatic stress, and stuff like that. And he has a book called The Tribe. The author's name is Sebastian Junger. So we'll hear from him here in a second. I'm going to go ahead and pull up this clip, and I think it's ready. Here we go. And that's that.
Maybe what determines the rate of long-term PTSD isn't what happened out there, but the kind of society you come back to. And maybe if you come back to a close, cohesive, tribal society, you can get over trauma pretty quickly. If you come back to an alienating modern society, you might remain traumatized your entire life. In other words, maybe the problem isn't them, the vets. Maybe the problem is us.
That's a TED Talk from best-selling author.
And so, yeah, so that's a little stuff from there. I wanted to go over that because I think that's really cool what he said. I haven't read the book. I just kind of saw this today. But it's called Tribe. On homecoming and belonging. And here he is on Morning Joe.
Let's expand upon what you said in your TED Talk there a little bit, because this kind of turns on its head the idea.
I guess he's trying to, whatever, this guy is speaking on Morning Joe. I'm not interested in him. I'm interested in the author of the book, obviously. So we'll hear what he has to say here.
You're putting it another way.
And
they're coming from a place that is cohesive socially, where they have to look out for the guy next to them.
He's talking about basically cohesion.
Yeah, I mean, the Israeli military has a PTSD rate of 1% because Israeli soldiers are returning to a society that's very familiar with the military. Everyone serves. The battlefront is right on their doorstep. It's tribal in that sense. I studied anthropology in college, and I did my field work on the Navajo Reservation. I had this idea that the American Indian tribes, very warlike, probably didn't have to suffer PTSD. And in fact, I confirmed that. Suicide, depression, all of those mental health issues were at very, very low rates in the native societies in America. So I had this idea that maybe the problem, I mean, we evolved to deal with trauma, right? I mean, our species has survived for 2 million years. Obviously, we can adapt to trauma. So I had this idea that maybe the problem isn't the trauma. It's coming back to a cohesive society, as I said. And if you look at modern society, it has some of the highest rates of depression. You know, as wealth goes up, depression goes up, suicide goes up. They should be going in the opposite directions. They don't, and that's because we've lost cohesion.
Is there a war in maybe not even modern American history, but in American history where that cohesive society did exist and rates of PTSD for returning soldiers was lower?
Well, it's really interesting. If you look at the Blitz in London.
Anyway, okay, I wanted to get to that point right there. That's really all I wanted to cover on this. And the reason I wanted to say that is I've actually covered this on the show before, and I was like, you know, we come back from war or wherever we've been in the military and stuff, a lot of our veterans, and, well, post-traumatic stress, you know, we shouldn't be labeled as somebody who's poor little veteran who can't cope with society. No. And I brought up, I said, you know what, that's why there's a lot of things going on out there that involve cohesion, and that means people coming together, forming unity, and accepting each other. And that's what, and I've touched base on this plenty of times during the show, especially concerning post-traumatic stress and everything that can do, because the actual most effective way to treat PTSD is not drugs and medications and things like that. It's actually family, friends, you know, events, coming together, recreational activities that involve people communicating with each other, interacting with each other, you know, in a positive manner, either physically, verbally, both, all kinds of stuff. You get it? So there you go. I mean, basically it comes down to, like, you know, we have a lot of leadership problems, in my opinion, is what it is. And the leadership misleads the general public into which way they want to spin the general information with the media. And I don't think it's necessarily because they want to cause division among people. I think it's really because they're ignorant. Maybe, you know, some of them see that as a point to grab power. But, you know, hey, I mean, come on, that's going to exist everywhere. So what's stopping these huge political parties from using these unfortunate situations to catapult their campaign for re-election to obtain and maintain power? See, that's where I kind of get like, what's going on there? And like I said, I'm not accusing any political party of saying, hey, you're bad and you're misleading the people on purpose because you don't, you know, you want to cause hate and discontent. I think for the most part, it's their ignorance and greed. And they're just blind. They can't see what they're doing. And all that power maybe just went to their head. I don't know. Hey, you know what? Put yourself in their situation too. What would you do if you all had all that responsibility and that authority, maybe, perhaps? I don't know. I guess you can call it that. Anyway, I just wanted to touch base on that. And, you know, if you want to let me know what you want to, if you want to let me know what you think about that, you can call into the show. We do have a line open, and we can take up to 50 callers at one time, which is really cool. And that number is, hang on, I'll tell you right now, and where did it go? Ah, that number is 607-203-5492. So you guys can call in. I'll see you over here on the thing, and I'll definitely take your call and stuff. So we'll do that. All right, with that said, let's get back over here to some of the news going down in our neck of the woods, some current events, right? Let's see here. We got a little page up, too, on Facebook as well, if you want to check it out. Unity America Radio, and we're up there. I'm live out of Dino's Bar and Grill, Port Charlotte, Florida, and this is Dino. So welcome to the show again. All right, let's see here some stuff. Is TSD the new PTSD? An Army sleep scientist is pushing for trauma-associated sleep disorder. We'll maybe get into that. Benghazi panel interviews drone pilots after, I guess, some kind of investigation there going on with the Benghazi thing. And let's see here. Oh, this is kind of crazy. VA vows to retest veterans for brain injuries. Now, I'm sure all you guys seen this news over the weekend and stuff. And I got a few other things, but I'm just capping on some highlights here. VA accidentally declares thousands of veterans dead. Jeez. I wonder how they did that. This is kind of cool. Postal Service will issue stamps of military service medals for valor. And so that's pretty cool. So get some of the stamps from the post office there. They got like the Air Force Cross, Navy Cross, Distinguished Service Cross, probably the Medal of Honor, all of the other stuff. There's a deal going on in the South China Sea over there, I guess, in the Indian Ocean, where China is, I guess, sending nuclear-armed submarines into the Pacific. Beijing risks stoking new arms race with MOVE, although the military says their expansion is flawed. And I guess the Taliban is at it again with their mullah, Maulawi Haibatullah Akhundzada. Yeah, so it's Maulawi Haibatullah Akhundzada. And he is, I guess, the mullah for the Taliban, whatever the hell that guy is. Yeah, sure. I don't know. There's a lot of political news. I hate going over that stuff. I really do. I don't even want to get into any of this crap. Like, State Department Inspector General reports sharply criticize it for Hillary there, the Secretary of State. I guess they're talking about her private email use of the server with not seeking permission to use it for her, I don't know, whatever the hell she used it for. What difference does it make? It's deleted. Master Sergeant Pablo A. Ruiz III, 2nd Battalion, 3rd Special Forces Group, May 24th, 2015, Bagram, Afghanistan, honoring the ultimate sacrifice. It's one of our soldiers who gave his life for us. So honoring the fallen Master Sergeant Pablo A. Ruiz III. He died on May 24th, 2015 in Afghanistan. And he's honored with a stone on a memorial walk, which is very beautiful. Thank you. The Navy and the Coast Guard ships get underway for the annual Fleet Week up in New York City. So if you haven't seen that, I told you guys about that earlier. The Marines were out there doing a little run, a little hoorah run. And it looks like the Navy's looking to make careers more flexible for sailors. Oh, this is cool. The team of active duty officers combat wounded veterans, a team including two active duty Army officers and a retired wounded warrior, scaled Mount Everest successfully. So congratulations to you guys. And I don't know, there's a lot of cool stories here. Post 9/11 veterans have considered suicide at a higher rate than any other conflict, is what they're saying, or war. Uber's next stop, America's military bases. Hey, so I guess they're going to have an Uber military chapter and stuff. And there's a story here how the U.S. tracked and killed the leader of the Taliban. What was his name? Mullah Akhtar Mansour. Yeah, he was returning from Iran, of all places. Yeah, no, Iran is in the UN, and they're our ally, but yeah, they have all of these people that, what, it's stupid. Again, I don't even want to get into that today. I'm just, like, really, like, over it. Anyway, let's get back to some cool stuff. I got some cool stuff coming up. In the meantime, I want to go ahead and say a few more names of some of our men and women who served our country here. This one, he didn't die in battle, but he served in the Chosin Reservoir. And my grandfather, actually, Philip Frank Cittadino, he was a gung-ho Marine, that's for sure. He passed away June 3rd, 2013. He was born 21st March 1933, and he served in the Chosin Reservoir. And he was there, you know, fighting for what he believed in as a U.S. Marine. So Semper Fi, God rest his soul, the faithful and departed. And he was just such an inspiration in my life. I don't know what I'd, how, I don't know. I don't think I'd be here without him, to be honest with you. So anyway. Ha! Righty. And what else we have? We have some more here. There's another another guy. There was a run recently. If you get a chance to check it out, please check it out. The Corporal John Stalvey Foundation. Okay. Now, I know you're like, oh, you know, another organization, blah, 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 blah. Wounded Warrior Project did all of this. The other one did all that. The other guys before them did all that. You know what? Okay, fine. Listen, there's good organizations out there. These guys are a small community-based organization. It's his family, actually, his brother, who actually started the foundation. And Corporal Stalvey served with my unit, actually. I served with him out in Afghanistan. I don't have anything to do with the organization, but I'm sure that they – I've talked to his brother, and I know his heart's in the right place, and I know that, you know, they're looking to make a positive impact for what they're doing there. So check them out. It's the Corporal John Stalvey Foundation. And I'll go ahead and post that up. You can get that on our Facebook and our Twitter. We're at Unity America on Twitter as well. So please check them out. And it's the Corporal John Stalvey Foundation. And he was a United States Marine. God rest his soul. I tell you what, you know, one of the most beautiful men I've ever met in my life. You know, in his heart, spiritually, I've stood post with him a few times, and we knew him in the unit as someone who was really, you know, a stand-up guy, and always there to do the right thing. I can never say a bad thing about the guy, even when I know him in real life. You know, when he was alive, I really don't have anything bad to say about him at all. That's the honest to God truth. I couldn't tell you that there was someone else out there that really stood up as a role model like this guy, and he really did. This Marine really, really set the example, and that's Corporal John R. Stalvey. He passed away October 3rd, 2005, and he was born June 6, 1983. We miss you, bro. Peace, brother. Rest in peace. And that's one of our fallen who gave the ultimate sacrifice for what he believes in for us to have our freedom here in this world, in this country. And another one, courtesy Tommy Thibodeau. We'll get to him next, but I want to shout out to Tommy Thibodeau out there too. He's a Marine also, and I was able to get these links from him, so thanks, buddy. Semper Fi. And I just, I'm going to play a song, and then we'll come back, go over a few more stories and everything and stuff like that. It's a short broadcast tonight. It's only an hour. I got to get up for work tomorrow, and I got to figure a few things out, but I just wanted to do a show tonight in honor of these guys who served our country and everything. And we got some good stories coming up. I'm going to play another song for you guys here in just a second. And this is Dino. We're live, UnityAmericaRadio.com. You can call into the show, 607-203-5492. And we'll be right back. I'm going to play a couple songs. UnityAmericaRadio.com.
The blues in my head. I'm going to be a running man. I'm going to be a running man.
I'm gonna be a running man,
a running man,
a running man. I'm gonna be a slashing man.
A slashing man.
A slashing man.
A running man.
A running man.
The best I can.
The best I can.
Hi, this is Dino. We're back, UnityAmericaRadio.com. You can call in the show, 607-203-5492. I wanted to bring up this article here off the Huffington Post, the Huff Post. Healthy living. Combat dreams haunting veterans could be a new disorder. An Army sleep scientist is pushing for trauma-associated sleep disorder to be officially recognized. So there we go. This is by Krithika Varagher, and she's an associate editor with What's Working, the Huffington Post. A sleep medicine specialist for the U.S. Army says trauma-associated sleep disorder may be a standalone condition among veterans. There has only been limited research into TSD. And the reason I chose this article is because this article right here is something that I've actually experienced. I'll get into it. But like, I've actually literally experienced this stuff after returning from being in a deployed unit overseas in Afghanistan. Now, I don't want to say, don't get me wrong, okay, I'm not some glorified combat guy that's, like, killed a bunch of people and saved all a bunch of lives and, like, whatever and did this all heroic stuff. I'm part of a team. When we went over there, we had to do what we had to do. We trained for that professionally. We did what we had to do accordingly. I'm nothing without the men that was there with me to my left and right and covering my rear. We all had to do what we had to do. Now, I'm not saying that I got all this combat time and everything like that. I'm not some like super guru combat guy, okay? But I have a little bit of experience overseas, about a year total, 2 deployments, 6 months each in the Marine Corps in an infantry unit, okay? So don't think that I'm some guy that's out there that's been through all of this stuff and everything and like I'm part of a team. Okay, I'm just one guy who's a Marine, who's with a bunch of other Marines, did what we had to do. Okay, so I don't want to be like glorified for anything. I just want to tell you the way it is. I'm not anybody special. I'm just there to do what I felt was right in my heart. Okay, so that's all. But I want to get to this article here because I've actually experienced this stuff when I came back. Okay, and I believe this because I know I went through it, this stuff when I got back, when I came home from deployment. A 39-year-old man with no significant medical history sleepwalks, sleep talks, and snores loudly. He kicks and punches the air during the night and sometimes hits at his wife, one time bruising her face. What's the diagnosis? Well, that's a question there. That's actually in the article here. And I'm sure, you know, when he hit his wife, he was sleeping, obviously, guys. So he didn't just, like, do this. He was sleeping in bed when this happened. Now, wait, one more thing. All this started after he returned from a 12-month deployment during the Iraq War in 2007. Now, what's the diagnosis? Okay, on to the article here. It's not any sleep disorder that's currently in the books, according to one military sleep doctor, Colonel Vincent Mizliwiek, a sleep medicine specialist for the U.S. Army, thinks that cases like the one described comprise a new syndrome, which he calls trauma-associated sleep disorder, or TSD. The disorder has some similarities with both post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and REM behavior disorder, RBD, in which people act out their dreams, but it does not respond to the characteristic treatment for either of those, he told the Huffington Post. Most importantly, it's observed among young veterans who were deployed in active combat. Ms. Lewiek, who is based at Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, began observing hard-to-classify sleep disturbances among veterans returning from Operation Iraqi Freedom in Iraq and Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan around 2008. He outlined the diagnostic criteria for TSD in a 2014 article in the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine. Most TSD sufferers don't experience daytime symptoms like flashbacks, which are a hallmark of post-traumatic stress. The drug clonazepam, which treats PTSD, I would never take that stuff. I heard about that stuff. I don't know what. That stuff is not good for you. I don't know why they would give that to somebody with PTSD. Is ineffective on TSD symptoms. And unlike in RBD, The nightmares in this syndrome are usually replays of a traumatic combat experience rather than generalized scary dreams. And I have to tell you this. Yes, the dreams that I had were replays of what took place. And I'm getting off the article. I'm telling you about my personal experience right now about this. The dreams that I had were replays of where we were. Now, it wasn't always the same replay. There was like more stuff that added to it that like kind of made it like it like expanded where like at one point we even got like attacked and overran. It was weird. But I remember, and this is in my dream. This didn't happen in real life. Like things happened in real life, but not where we got overran. But this was in my dream. And I remember waking up, punching and kicking, thinking I was in hand-to-hand combat. Seriously. Yelling in my sleep. Cursing in my sleep. Like yelling. I guess I was saying things that I remember that I said during what actually happened a few times. But I read it. That's why I wanted to bring this article up, because this does actually really happen. If somebody else is like saying this happened to them, then I'm obviously not the only one. So I guess they don't have a diagnosis for this, but I'm sure they do. I'm sure there's other diagnoses for this, maybe that weren't combat related, maybe, perhaps, I don't know, a form of PTSD. Well, we'll get here more into the article and see what they say. The nightmares in this syndrome are usually replays of a traumatic combat experience rather than generalized scary dreams. Ms. Liwiec hopes that if the American Academy of Sleep Medicine accepts this diagnosis, more resources can be directed towards its study and treatment. Classifying something is the best way to reevaluate it or even evaluate it, he said. Ms. Liwiec has observed about 20 cases firsthand so far, but he estimates there are thousands more who are undiagnosed nationwide. TSD sufferers have responded well to a drug called prazosin. I wouldn't take it. I don't care what the hell drug it is, which treats hypertension. They have also seen improvements with cognitive behavioral therapy and sleep hygiene interventions, like instituting regular sleep and wake times. After combing through the historical record, Ms. Liwiec suspects that veterans he served in earlier wars had the same condition. A Civil War veteran was observed to exhibit dream enacting behavior and scrounging for food in his sleep. And there are similar reports of sleepwalking among World War II veterans, he said. Veterans suffer from a host of sleep disorders, so it can be a tough diagnosis to disentangle the symptoms of one from the other. If TSD is accepted as a standalone condition, its diagnosis would still be complicated. Veterans suffer from a host of sleep disorders, so it can be tough to disentangle the symptoms of one from the other. For instance, they are four times as likely as other Americans to suffer from obstructive sleep apnea. Plus, many patients never realize they have TSD since it happens during sleep. Ms. Liwiec said spouses have generated a lot of his referrals, so single veterans may never realize they have a problem. The study Ms. Liwiec conducted is also limited, with just four cases. This report contains a case series of just four individuals, all of whom are men and all of whom are on the younger side, said Dr. Raj Dasgupta, a USC professor and fellow of the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. We definitely need a broader study. He pointed out that several of the patients in the cases were on prescription medications and one had a history of alcoholism, all of which complicates their diagnosis. I want to say something. I wasn't on any medication and I wasn't on any alcohol at the time when I was having these dreams. It was after the first deployment. I was not on any alcohol and I was not on any medications. I know that for a fact. I didn't really start drinking until the end of my second deployment. Well, and when I got back after my second deployment, and this started happening after my first deployment. and I wasn't taking any medications. And I actually had a dream of something, a reoccurring dream of what happened, and I started punching and kicking, and my wife at the time, I hit her in the bed. I was sleeping. I remember because I woke up afterwards and she said something. And she went flying off the bed into the wall, put a hole in the wall. And I didn't know I did it until I woke up and she told me. So, but I was punching and kicking in my sleep, obviously. And I know I've punched and kicked in my sleep because I woke up punching and kicking before. Anyway, I don't know. I think it's just something that happens to everybody and you just got to get over it. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not going to take no damn medicine for it. That's for damn sure. Anyway, still, Das Gupta thinks that further study may confirm the idea of a veteran-specific sleep disorder. We already know that war can literally change the brain. So I would not be surprised if active combat uniquely affects veterans' sleep, he said. Ms. Lewiek is grateful for the extent to which the military supports his research work, thanks to a renewed focus on sleep and wellness within the Army. Soldiers used to view sleep, the enemy of productivity, the enemy of vigilance, the enemy of being able to outlast our adversaries. Major David Wilmo, the Deputy Surgeon General for Army National Guard, told the National Sleep Foundation in 2014. People are more aware of sleep now, which is a good thing, Ms. Lewiek said. The challenge is that even if the culture changes, the Army's mission doesn't actually change. Combat is as stressful as ever. So when we try to square these two goals, we have to deal with the disorders that arise from the clash. So we got a few comments about this here. Nate Marshall, this is part of PTSD and is common in traumatized people who have not been in combat. Oh, okay. So if you were also traumatized and you were not in combat, like maybe a car accident or, you know, God forbid, a rape or something like that, it's not new at all or exclusive to veterans. I was going to say that. I don't think this was new. I don't know why they said this was a new diagnosis. I was going to say that, though. Maybe whether or not there was a diagnosis for, I don't know. PTSD can happen to anyone who has experienced any trauma of any type or duration. We know that. The effects can linger or display in various levels. It's made worse by extended exposure to traumatic events over periods of time, especially if the initial trauma is not able to heal. Some researchers have argued that the mental conditioning that most warriors receive actually makes PTSD possible and potentially worse, because the reflexive and instinctive actions to save oneself and others works to delay and inflame the effects of the trauma being experienced. It prevents the body and mind from properly healing and distressing at the right times. Like ripping a tough bandage from an open wound over and over again. The lucid and physically reactive dreams like this used to be called night terrors and are a way for the subconscious mind to de-stress or detangle memoirs of trauma. The traumatic events and reactions to them change the wiring so the brain can't properly trigger the sleep response. And when it does, it releases more chemical related to the conscious thought than normal during sleep, making dreams more lucid and the body likely to physically react. Healthy brain activity relies on dreams and rest to do a sort of data dump on information, memories, and stimuli that affect our conscious thoughts. This type of sleep behavior has been seen in victims of abuse, car accidents, even witnesses of violence or crime, and can display in long-term addicts whose brain psychology is damaged by drugs or alcohol. One reason why the standard medication for PTSD does not work is that it is not treating the same parts and processes of the brain that function during waking or sleeping hours. Most medications are used to affect how we act while we are awake and conscious. To normalize this effect, the brain while at sleep, so it's no wonder the standard drugs don't work. All that being said, trauma is different for everybody, and medication doesn't work the same for everybody. I agree. That's an excellent information and description of PTSD. Thank you, Mr. Nate Marshall. TBI is also a form of a traumatic incident, too. So if you have TBI, and they said TBI here and PTSD, here's another comment from Kyla Miakova. TBI and PTSD checked out for me from domestic violence, and I've been there on the spousal side of being accidentally hit in the face from my ex being combative during sleep and him waking up drenched in sweat from TBI and PTSD from multiple deployments. So there's two subjects with the same diagnosis, and the description you gave is completely spot on in every way possible. Well articulated, and thank you for lending your voice for me and others who live with things like this every day. There will never be any help unless you want a one-way ticket out of the military. So new diagnoses aren't much of anything as far as the military community is concerned. Just one more thing you can be kicked out for, because if you have sleep issues, you have a good chance to be considered unsuitable and a safety risk to other soldiers, and being able to stay awake and maintain your training skills for a 3-day firefight. But again, thank you for such accurate information. That is extremely easy for civilians to try to understand. I agree. Thank you, Nate Marshall. That was her comment to him. That was really awesome. But yeah, so I guess, you know what, I haven't brought this up on the show anymore, but yeah, that is true. If you are experiencing something like that with your dreams, maybe you should say something to somebody. You know, maybe you should go ahead and seek some kind of professional advice or help, maybe through the VA or through the helpline that they have, which I don't know if that's effective or not. I heard some stuff about it. I don't know. But I'm sure there's people that are helping you. There's a lot of organizations out there. Go to the VFW, the American Legion, the DAV, those people. There's a lot of people out there. Reach out to someone you know, someone you served with. Maybe they got, you know, contacts you can get involved with. Call us. Send us an email. I'll be happy to link you up some people that we know that will be happy to talk to you, get to know you a little bit more, get some information about you that you are concerned with, and get you in touch with the right people. I'll be happy to do that. You can check us out, unityamericaradio.com, veteransenterprise.org. Send us an email. Go there. Go to our website. It's all up there. You can contact us there and let us know. And we'll be happy to do that for you. I'm going to play a song, guys. We'll be right back. This is in honor of all of our veterans who have stood up for our rights, served our country and everything. I just like this song too, but this was actually written for the guy who wrote this actually wrote this for his dad, who was in Vietnam. So this is to all of our Vietnam vets who gave the ultimate sacrifice. UnityAmericaRadio.com. This is Dino. We'll be right back.
Papa and I never really talked about it. The war at all. I asked him about it one time.
He's asked us about it. That's the main thing.
Remember, we were sitting on the porch drinking beer at night. It was summertime or something. And I asked him a question.
Sometimes you think, what the hell are we doing here, right? I'm watching my friends die.
And he just said, you know, that's dead. So that line, let it be.
Weird experience, okay? And it's a sad experience. And I just hope nobody else has to go through it.
Thank you.
We're back. Thanks for surfing on in. It's 11:09. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. We got one more article to cover here on UnityAmericaRadio.com. Thank you for surfing on in, folks. And let's see here. Tiny house community to be built for homeless veterans. It's a cool little article here. In Penn Hills. This is up in Pennsylvania, I guess.
That's pretty cool. Strategic financial design.
We'll see what that has to do with it. This is off of WPXI.com. Looks like 11 News. I guess it's a local Pennsylvania area thing there or whatever. I got news station. It's by Tony Atkins. It's updated May 26. Let's see what they got going on here.
When we came down to Veterans Place and started helping veterans, we noticed that there was a need. Right now at Veterans Place, there's
a transitional housing program and a day program, but there wasn't a final destination. And that's when...
Okay, it's buffering. So anyway, they're talking about these guys here in Penn Hills, Pennsylvania. Veterans in the Pittsburgh area without homes may have, where'd it go, a unique place to rest their heads in coming years thanks to a partnership between two Penn Hills residents and their organizations. Sean O'Mahony, the president of the BOB Community Development Project, teamed up with Marion Ferguson, the executive director of the Veterans Place of Washington Boulevard, to orchestrate the concept of building a small community of tiny homes on Jefferson Road in Penn Hills. And for O'Mahony, the BOB project concept marries the increasing popularity of tiny homes with the growing Pittsburgh population. It's very affordable to live in Pittsburgh, O'Mahony said. I think the sense of community that would come from this cluster of tiny homes would coincide with the sense of community that is instilled in many veterans. After visiting a tiny home community in Austin, Texas, O'Mahony took the idea to his would-be partner and Veterans Place. Thanks to an established working history between BOB and the Veterans Place, O'Mahony knew that Ferguson would be the right partner for such a project. I know that the Veterans Place has been taking great care of their veterans, so it felt like a natural fit, O'Mahony said. In order to move forward with the project with the Veterans Place as a partner, O'Mahony had to pitch the tiny house idea to Ferguson, a 6'8" Navy veteran himself and a former basketball player at the University of Pittsburgh. Initially, I was a little skeptical at first because I'm a business guy and I wanted to see a plan, Ferguson said. Shortly after renderings of what the 3.7-acre community would look were provided by designing firm AE7 and with pro bono help from graduate students from Carnegie Mellon University's Tepper School of Business, the pair came up with a solid plan for constructing the small community. For me, I think it's a win-win proposition, Ferguson said. Now with a plan in place, O'Mahony and Ferguson are going full steam ahead and bringing their tiny home vision to a life and are planning to begin fundraising. The project would cost roughly $2 million, and the homes are designed by the Pennsylvania-based company 84 Lumber. I think what we're building with these tiny houses paralleled each other, said Tom Kuntz, 84 Lumber's director of merchandising. O'Mahony and Ferguson are working on to plan for a groundbreaking in 2017. There you go. That's that. All right. We got some more stuff we'll read here, too, and everything. I got some more stories to do. First, I want to go ahead and tell you about another organization out there, too. Wounded Warriors Family Support. It's not Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warriors Family Support. When America goes to war, our families go to war. And you can check them out over there online at wwfs.org. Those guys are rocking it, I'm telling you, man. What it is qualified military families are those in which a parent, while serving with the U.S. Army, Marine Corps, Navy, or Air Force, or Coast Guard, was injured or wounded during combat operations as defined by the Department of Defense. In order to qualify, service members must have dependent children, widows with dependent children of those who were killed in action or who died as a result of injuries from combat operations also are eligible. And you can check them out. These guys are really awesome. They provide support to families of those who have been wounded, injured, or killed during combat operations. The families of our casualties do suffer in many ways, some financially, some psychologically. Wounded Warriors Family Support helps to find them peace and solace as a family once more. And they help. Bring them to places such as Bahama Bay Resort in Orlando, go to, you know, all kinds of the theme parks out there and everything. And they provide them these units free of charge. It's condominium units, you know, they're quiet havens where war-torn families can reunite and become stronger. You know, hey, you don't have the money to go on vacation when you come back from deployment and you got a family. You got to pay the bills. You got to take care of things, you know. So these guys take the burden of the financial responsibility off of them, give them a paid vacation, They get to have that quality rebonding time with their family. It's definitely awesome for those guys, you know. And they also, they're also into like equestrian healing and stuff like that too. So check them out, Wounded Warrior, Wounded Warriors Family Support. That's WWFS.org. It's founded by Colonel John D. Folsom, United States Marine Corps Reserve retired. You can make a tax-deductible contribution to them, Wounded Warriors Family Support, by sending a check or money order to Wounded Warriors Family Support, 920 South 107th Avenue, Suite 250, Omaha, Nebraska, 68114, or phone the lovely Kate McCauley, 402-502-7557. Because of your generosity, we can continue to reach out to servicemen and women and their families who, as Abraham Lincoln said, gave the last full measure of devotion. We cannot complete our mission without you, and we are deeply grateful for your support. That's from Colonel John D. Folsom, founder of Wounded Warriors Family Support. Hoorah, Colonel. Semper Fi. All right. So, just want to tell you guys about that. Those guys are rocking. Check them out, Wounded Warriors Family Support. And stuff. Let's see. We got some more stories here. And everything. And I'm gonna pull up the stories here. I got them coming. Hang on. I just got to pull them. Ah, this is some fun stuff. I like doing fun stuff, too. I don't always do, like, you know, things that got to be, like, you know, PTSD. I don't always do that, okay? Like, I like doing all kinds of cool, fun stuff. Like, check this out. Like, I like telling you guys about cool things. Like, look at this. Hawkeye Innovations press release. Hawkeye Innovations unveils revolutionary indoor drone security guard. What? Yeah, I know. That's crazy. It's an indoor drone security guard. Hawkeye is the first ever fully autonomous IoT indoor drone security guard, which gives the user HD 1080p dynamic viewing of their home, along with theft deterrent systems that use alarms and strobe lighting to scare off potential thieves. Imagine that. I guess this thing flies around your house if somebody shows up. I don't know. Now, anyone can have their own personal security guard using the Hawkeye indoor security guard. Look at that. What happens if the intruder attacks Hawkeye? Hawkeye is built with a state-of-the-art detection system along with evasion algorithms that allow Hawkeye to utilize its high-power motors and dodge attacks by intruders. That's cool. I'd like to, like, swing a baseball bat at it and just see what it does. I mean, just, you know, not that I would want to do that, but, I mean, it would be kind of cool, you know, just see if you can do it. Hawkeye also has an onboard scare tactic system that uses an alarm and high-powered strobe lighting to stun and scare off intruders. While Hawkeye guards your home, you will receive a notification with a live stream of the intruder, along with a microphone option that allows you to talk to the intruder and a speed dial option to contact the police. That's cool. They should have like an option where it has like a little 9mm in there and you can shoot the guy too. All right, what else here? I don't know. I'm just saying, like, why not? Okay, maybe not a 9mm. How about like a taser or something where you can like electrocute him? That would be cool. Let's see here. How does the Hawkeye work? Hawkeye requires no modifications to your existing infrastructure. So when you receive Hawkeye, you simply follow these steps. Plug in the charging station. Place Hawkeye on the charging base station dock. Following the simple three-step setup instructions in the Hawkeye phone app, and Hawkeye is ready to monitor and guard your home or business. How much is this thing? Hawkeye sits on its charging dock until you ask Hawkeye to patrol your home or business via the phone app, or when the disturbance occurs. Cool. So you can actually send this thing on patrols. Like, so was it just inside your house? I mean, like, do they have one where, like, maybe would go outside your house too? I don't know. You need, like, a doggy door for this thing or something? When Hawkeye hears a noise, it uses state-of-the-art sound detection and location mapping algorithms to pinpoint the location of a break-in or suspicious sound. What happens if Hawkeye detects your pet? No problem. Hawkeye uses infrared detection to determine if a noise source is human or animal, so that you do not get false alarms and your pet is not traumatized. What if it's a little kid they send in there? How about that? I don't know. After, where did it go? What if you have a dog the size of a human? After investigating a sound or Hawkeye runs low on battery, it automatically returns to its charging base for self-charging. Now you can go on long trips and be rest assured that your home or business is protected from intruders. Yeah, for the most part, maybe. Let's see here. It's kind of looking pretty cool. It's got like a little ball looking thing. I don't know. It's weird. Hawkeye phone app allows you to watch your home and use Hawkeye onboard features anywhere in the world. Yeah. But how much does it cost? It doesn't say how much it costs. How much does it cost? It doesn't say how much it costs. So I don't know how much it costs, but this thing looks pretty cool. I definitely would like to, I would like, I mean, if it was under, like, I don't know how much it costs, but like if it wasn't that much money, I would definitely see. Oh, here we go. It says over here. I got the prices. Excuse me. All right. $799. That's US dollars plus shipping. Early bird Hawkeye drone. Get this limited early bird deal on the Hawkeye indoor drone security guard. Get the world's first indoor drone security guard. The kit includes quantity, one Hawkeye indoor drone security guard, one charging base station, easy setup, instructions included. Okay. And so there you go. So that's the Hawkeye. They got one for $999. It's a Hawkeye security guard, a base station. I don't know what that's for. And then there's one for $2,000 almost, $1,898. So that's for like more than one, I guess. You get all kinds of... Oh, I see. So it depends on how much square feet I think you need. Like this one says it's for 3,200 square feet. This one says it's for 4,800 square feet. So I guess it has a range on the receiver. I don't know. They have one for small warehouses, which is like $3,696. A warehouse package, which covers 16,000 square feet of your indoor premises for $9,490. That's crazy. Almost 20 grand, $18,980. Corporate security package. Buy 20 Hawkeye indoor security drones. That's got to be nuts. I'd like to check into that just to see how that would work. Like, imagine having 20 drones like flying around your warehouse. Like, that would definitely have to be in, like, have like, I don't know, maybe like a 22 with like a tranquilizer in it or something. Why not? Like a blow dart shoots like a tranquilizer, puts your ass out, and the police show up and arrest you. Yeah, that would be nuts. Well, that's the future. Anyway, pretty cool, I think. Right? What do you think? Call into the show, 607-203-5492, if you want. All right. What else we got going on here? I wanted to play some other stuff. I'm going to play a song right quick. We'll come back. And here's a song from Wrench. This is called Touched. UnityAmericaRadio.com. tune from Wrench. Sean Verworn, a singer there. And it's called Touched. Pretty badass tune, man. That was actually made back in the 90s, but there's a video for that on YouTube. Check it out. Just type in Wrench Touched on YouTube. You'll see it. It's there. All right. What else we got going on here, man? All kinds of cool stuff. I think that's about it for the show tonight. It's going on 11:27. So thank you all for surfing on in. We love you all out there. Oh, here's some cool stuff. Earth Ables added a video here, and it is an inner device that translates language, any language, in real time. So it's like a hearing aid. You put it in your ear, somebody speaks, and they translate the language into whatever they're speaking, into what you want it to say, I guess, into what other language you want it to speak. That's amazing. It could do that in real time? Wow. No kidding, man. That's cool. All right, Memorial Day. Thank you, everybody. Remember, if you drink, don't drive. If you tap it, wrap it. If you smoke a pole, don't come back. And I'm going to close off the show with some Thirsty Babies and stuff. I want to shout out to Amy Pardue out there. We love Amy Pardue. Amy Pardue, we love you. Mark River. All of my Teufelhunden. In memory of all the fallen from Tun Tavern to Tripoli to Montezuma, Bella Wood, the island hopping campaigns, Korea, Vietnam, the Gulf Wars, OEF, OAF, and all in between. Semper Fidelis, you are never forgotten. All the brave souls that gave their all for our freedom and our country. So don't drink and drive. Remember that, guys. Whether it's Memorial Day or not, don't drink and drive, okay? Janina Jerome, thank you. RG Gregory, love you, man. Justin Ansel, he's out there. Who else is out there? Kevin Sharp, Neil Albright, Topher Mejia, Rob Dietzler, Alan Jones, Kevin Bullard, Phillips, Josh Phillips, out in Alabama. Good people in Alabama. Roy Holstrom, Papa Gino, what's up? He's out there. Just, you know, a lot of good people out there. Thank you for supporting us. Muffin. Hey, Muffin. Where'd you go, Muffin? She was hanging out with her family today. But we love the Muffin. Cindy down there in Texas. Connie and Johnny, our secretary and treasurer. And here's another one. Another soldier we should remember, Army Specialist Christopher R. Drake, killed in action in 2013. God rest his soul. Rest in peace, brother. Just to name a few. And also Marine Corporal Anderson, one of the best Marines that we've ever had the pleasure serving with. He was killed by an IED while serving with 3rd Battalion, 6th Marine Regiment, Kilo Company. And please keep his family in your prayers as well throughout this Memorial Day. And you will forever be in our hearts for the sacrifice that you gave. Archdeacon, I wanted to play some of his songs. But we'll be doing that. We'll be playing Archdeacon songs and everything. But I'm going to close out the show with some Thirsty Babies here. Thank you all for surfing on in. God bless you all. I love you all. We love you all here at Unity America Radio. If you can do something good for somebody, do it. Say a prayer for our men and women serving our country and those who are less fortunate as well. Do something good for somebody. You might be the only one that does it. So, you know, if you can ever, you know, reach out and help someone, do it. But with that said, I'm going to go ahead and play this song from the Thirsty Babies. And this is pretty cool. I like it. I think it's kind of funny. It's kind of cool. It's about, it's called the Internet Blues. So just listen to it. And we're closing out the show. This is Dino signing off. We'll see you guys tomorrow. UnityAmericaRadio.com.
grab a guy and you ran away. I heard you've been chatting on that internet. This guy you ran away with, you've never met. Hey girl, I thought we had something special. I thought our love was as pure.
Emergency hotline.
Help! I hate everything I own. It's all so dated, and I have over 10,000 followers waiting to see my summer style.
Where are you calling from?
From my closet.
Deep breaths. You need to go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yeah, but hurry. Today is the last day to get all tees, tanks, shorts, and swim for 50% off.
50% off?
Yeah, plus today, women and girls' tanks are just $2. So you can stock up on the hottest summer looks, kick back, relax, and watch your new followers roll in.
Oh, thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid by 23 to 530. Select styles. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you getting enough out of your daily probiotics? With GNC, you will. Thanks to America's fastest-growing probiotic brand. Why is it number one? Maybe because GNC has guaranteed potency through its fresh buy date. 250% more live and active cultures compared to leading brands. And no need for refrigeration. Wondering what formula is best for you? Stop into your local GNC and talk with our experts. Just ask. We make it simple. GNC. See store for details.